ABC News. I'm Linda Lopez. In London, a terror incident near London Bridge where several people were stabbed and some seriously injured. ABC's Tom Rivers says ordinary Londoners sprang into action.
Following a multiple stabbing incident just north of the bridge, unarmed average citizens took matters into their own hands and confronted the man. London Mayor Sadiq Khan.
Another example of the bravery and heroism of ordinary Londoners running towards danger, risking their own personal safety to try and save others. And I want to say thank you to them on behalf of all Londoners, but also because it shows the best of us.
Within minutes, armed police were on the scene, the suspect shot and killed. He had on him a fake explosive device. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
President Trump has been briefed on the London incident. He's just home from Afghanistan after a Thanksgiving Day visit to the troops. He also had a meeting with Afghanistan's president. Mr. Trump said the U.S. and Taliban have been engaged in peace talks, and he thinks the Taliban wants to make a deal that would end America's longest war. Bargain hunters were out in force this morning, hoping to score some good deals ahead of the holidays. More from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
True to form, these women began their Black Friday shopping at 6 a.m., carrying a flyer folded to a particular item.
This camera.
This particular camera?
Yes. Yeah.
Can't be any other camera?
No.
Very specific.
Very specific.
You are an excellent mom.
Okay.
Electronics seem to be the sought-after items, and experts say we're to spend more this year on holiday gifts than last year. These women aren't so sure.
I know I'm buying less, and I think folks are buying less, too. I don't know if they're doing quality over quantity, but...
being a little more selective.
Yes.
Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Hicksville, New York.
Celebrations have erupted in Iraq's Tahrir Square following an announcement by the Iraqi premier that he would be resigning. The square in central Baghdad has been the epicenter of protests that began 2 months ago to protest corruption, poor services, and lack of jobs. You're listening to ABC News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
It's Ginger Z. This Black Friday weekend, Peloton is giving you their best offer of the year. Purchase a Peloton bike and you get free works accessories with your purchase. This includes a set of Peloton cycling shoes, a set of Peloton weights, and headphones, altogether valued at $249. When you give a Peloton, you give the gift of convenience with efficient, high-intensity cardio workouts. This is a limited-time only offer, good through Cyber Monday. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
A famous American climber, Brad Gobright, died just before Thanksgiving after falling during a dangerous climb.
In 2017, Gobright, along with partner Jim Reynolds, set a speed record climbing a route called The Nose on El Capitan in Yosemite National Park. Climbing the 3,000-foot route in a little over 2 hours and 19 minutes, the same peak where 33-year-old Emily Harrington survived a fall earlier this week. Now friends and family in mourning over a life lost too soon.
ABC's Will Reeve. The demonstrations now known as the climate strike protests happening every Friday in cities around the world are getting extra attention this week with protesters at the UN Climate Change Conference in Madrid and at the protests in Sydney, Australia. A teen whose home was destroyed in the brush fires say thoughts and prayers won't save the planet. Flu season proving once again that it can take down anyone, including reigning Super Bowl champs. 8 New England Patriots are showing symptoms.
Massachusetts among 6 states battling widespread influenza activity as the virus continues to spread. Flu season came early this year, its earliest start in the last decade. But the Center for Disease Control says it's not an indication of how severe or how long flu season will be. The Patriots now taking precautions to protect its healthy players and encouraging them to speak up instead of fighting through it if they feel ill.
ABC's Kaylee Hartung. This is ABC News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Is your vehicle ready for your holiday road trip? Increase your fuel efficiency with a new K&N air filter. Friday through Sunday, get a $20 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase any K&N air filter. You can even buy online and pick up your gifts in-store. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Lopez, ABC News.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome into the noon edition of Local News on KOXC 101.3 FM. I'm Randy Turner reporting. Hope you're having a great day today. And, of course, we're getting set for Brownwood Lion playoff football. It'll be coming up with Lions Talk here in about 25 minutes from right now. We'll get it underway. And then, of course, our guys, Dallas Houston, Carl Wayne, Michael Richardson, they're all going to be live from McLean Stadium at Baylor University when the Brownwood Lions take on Argyle. And, again, we'll kick that off about 1:30 today. But Lions Talk coming up here in around 25 minutes. So stick with us as we got you covered on football all afternoon long. In our news today, a Brownwood attorney has filed paperwork to run for district judge of the 35th Judicial District Court, which serves Brown and Mills counties.
My name is Mike Smith. I'm a local attorney here in Brownwood and a longtime resident of Brownwood. Grew up here. I'm announcing my candidacy to run for the 35th Judicial District Court. That is a district judge position. That district includes all of Brown County, all of Mills County. And that position has been held for the last nearly 24 years by Judge Steve Ellis. And Judge Ellis has announced earlier that he is not going to seek another term. He's retiring. And so that opened up an opportunity. And I just decided that the timing was right, and I felt like my experience has prepared me for something like this, and so I'm going to seek that position.
In a statement announcing his candidacy, Smith says that he has represented clients in courts all across Texas in cases including criminal defense, family and juvenile cases, guardianship cases, probate and estate administration, oil and gas, property disputes, and others. Smith has filed as a Republican, and his name will appear on the March 3rd, 2020 ballot.
In Texas, judges are picked through partisan elections, and so I will be on the Republican ticket. And I look forward to making my case to the voters of the 35th Judicial District about why I think I will be able to carry on a legacy of excellence and a high standard that Judge Ellis has set for that bench. I graduated with a bachelor's and a master's degree from Abilene Christian University in 1994, 1996. And I did some work in the children's mental health field for a few years before going to law school. And then I went to law school at the University of Denver graduated there about 10, 11 years ago. And so came back home to Brownwood, been here practicing law ever since.
Smith's wife, Lindsay, is an associate principal in Brownwood ISD. They have two children, 5-year-old Lucy and 2-year-old Hank. Roy Parrick has announced he's seeking re-election to the office of Brown County Constable in Precinct 3. He has served as Brown County Constable since 2014. Roy retired from the Department of Public Safety as a sergeant investigator in 2011 with an expertise in criminal investigations related to motor vehicle theft, heavy equipment theft, and insurance fraud. He has 44 years in law enforcement with 35 commissioned years for the state of Texas. Roy is married to Charlotte. They've recently celebrated their 41st anniversary, and they have 3 grown daughters and 7 grandchildren, all of whom live here in Brown County. Well, with Thanksgiving mostly behind us, Christmas celebrations soon begin, and the first one will be Monday night, December 2nd, kicking it off at Howard Payne University. Public invited to take part in an HPU Family Christmas. It's a series of free family activities. HPU's Bill Fishback says the evening starts at Brownwood's First Baptist Church and then moves across the street to the HPU campus.
This is going to be an evening of concerts and other special events free of charge to the community. We would love to have a large crowd from the folks in Brownwood and Early joining us that evening. It's going to start at 7 o'clock at First Baptist Church right across the street from Howard Payne, where there'll be a concert we're calling the HPU Voices of Christmas. It's presented by the combined choirs of the university along with a full orchestra. And we're going to have a special appearance by a children's chorus from Brownwood Independent School District. And when that's over, we'll go across the street to Howard Payne, to HPU's Old Main Park. And at 8:15, we'll have the traditional lighting of the campus decorations, sing Christmas carols. Our new president, Dr. Hines, will read the biblical account of Jesus' birth. And the evening will conclude with a visit from jolly old Saint Nick. That's right, Santa Claus is coming to Howard Payne. So he'll be there to pose for photos with children, and we think it'll be a great evening for our campus students and for the community.
That's this coming Monday night, December 2nd, a wonderful time for the community to celebrate the Christmas season. Well, of course, tomorrow, Saturday, November 30th, you can be a part of the annual holiday shopping tradition that helps to bring communities together in support of their favorite small businesses. Tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, a day to shop the local merchants who keep the wheels of our communities turning. American Express created Small Business Saturday during the recession back in 2010. For every dollar spent at a small business in the U.S., about 67 cents stays in the local community. So take the time to visit a locally owned merchant. Maybe drive to a nearby community here in Central Texas you haven't been to lately. Do some shopping here, there, and everywhere on Small Business Saturday tomorrow. Well, now less than 20 minutes away from Lion Talk, coming up with a special guest with Dallas Houston, Carl Wayne. And then, of course, we'll get you to McLean Stadium in Waco for the Brownwood Lions taking on Argyle in the game this afternoon. We'll broadcast it right here on 101.3 FM. More to come. Stay with us.
Hey folks, this is Cindy with AirTemp, here with one of your favorite childhood friends to talk about AirTemp's 50-50 sale. That's 50% off equipment for the first 50 customers, up to $4,000.
One air conditioner, two air conditioner. The number for today is two.
What are you talking about? The number for the day is 50. We're promoting AirTemp's 50-50 sale. 50% off equipment for the first 50 customers.
One air conditioner. Two air conditioner. Ho, ho, ho. Just kidding.
What's the matter with you? Whatever. Let's talk about AirTemp's great financing options. AirTemp has 0% interest for 60 low monthly payments.
One monthly payment. Two monthly payments.
Just knock it off. Call AirTemp. 50% off equipment. First 50 customers. 0% financing with low monthly payments.
What does MC Bank stand for? With so many banks to choose from, MC Bank stands apart. We're committed to our communities, creating a vibrant place to live and work. We offer more choices on how you can bank, whether in person, online, or mobile. And most of all, we believe in treating our customers with respect, providing not just friendly service, but an experience you won't find anywhere else. Discover why customers have trusted MC Bank for over 130 years. I'm Bobby Martin from MC Bank, and we're ready to serve you. MCBankTX.com, member FDIC, equal housing.
Well, good Friday, everyone, with KOXC KBWD Sports. I'm Carl Wayne. Round three of the state high school football playoffs. And, of course, the Brownwood Lions are getting ready for their first ever matchup with number one Argyle. Kickoff at 1:30, McLean Stadium, the home of the Baylor Bears in Waco. This ought to be a good one. Brownwood, of course, 11-1 on the season. Argyle goes in at 12-0. Brownwood Lions head coach Sammy Burnett, give us a scouting report on this Eagle team you're facing today.
Well, number one, they're led by Bo Hogeman, the quarterback. He has 53 touchdowns this year throwing the football, so that's a big number for what they do. Rushing-wise, what's his name? He got a funky name. Let me look at it.
Yeah.
Tito Bryce.
Right.
And then, Luke Ferris combined for 24 rushing touchdowns. Those are the two guys on the ground. And then through the air, they're a run team. And they're going to pressure vertical and throw deep. And they got two cats. Number five is Kirkpatrick, Cole Kirkpatrick. And number six is Alex Gonzalez. And I think they have 60 touchdowns on the year, and they combined for 38 of them. So if we can just make plays, you know, and not give them the big play, we haven't done that all year. They're probably going to do it once or twice. That's just what they do. But if we can, on the offensive side for us, you know, our goal is to control the clock. I think if we control the clock and play a slow game, which no one likes, but I think it benefits us, I think we can keep them off the field. If we do that throughout the course of the game, I think that'll limit them to two less opportunities. If we're able to move the ball, two less touches, possessions, which is big. And I think if we can get a couple of stops on defense, that'll add up to four or five stops or four or five opportunities that we get the ball back. I think we can have a successful afternoon offensively. I think we'll be able to throw the ball.
Again, kickoff at 1:30. All the action here on KOXC. Remember, if you're going, all tickets at the gate, $10, but no parking fee. Other action in Class 4A Division 1, La Vega out of Brownwoods District plays Melissa 7 o'clock this evening at Fort Worth Brewer. There's a game at Gordonwood Stadium this afternoon with a 4A Division 1 school. Springtown and Andrews will kick off at 3. In Class 5A Division 1, Abilene Cooper and Denton Ryan at 3 o'clock in Denton ISD Stadium. In 3A Division 2, Cisco and Canadian, 2 o'clock up in Vernon. That ought to be a dandy. And in Class 2A Division 1, San Saba plays Rivercrest at 7:30 in Mansfield, and 6-band Division 2, Richland Springs and Oakwood at 7 o'clock in Hyco. Richland Springs head coach Jerry Burkhart. Hey, this Oakwood team is pretty talented, aren't they?
Well, I tell you, they're very quick. They're very fast. They you know, they spread the ball out a lot, and they're getting tight, and they've got a couple good running backs to do a good job. And you know, they're a well-rounded team. They don't have a lot of depth, but they got some athletic ability. And you know, we're going to have our hands full, because you know it's going to be tough to tackle in space because they're so quick. But you know, we're going to try to put together a great game plan. And again, I always tell our kids this, that you know, God gives us another opportunity to play this week, and we're going to take full advantage and work hard through the Thanksgiving holidays.
Again, kickoff at 7 o'clock this evening in Hyco. We do have some college basketball on the schedule. In fact, at the Coliseum tonight at 7 o'clock, the Howard Payne men will host Centenary. And tomorrow, we have college basketball on the women's side. The Howard Payne women will take on Shriner at 3 o'clock, that at Alpine. And then they will turn around after that and take on St. Thomas on Sunday. All the action down in Alpine. And that's sports on your Friday with KOXC, KBWD Sports. I'm Carl Wayne.
Hi, I'm Barbara Hooser at Texas Custom Interiors. It's said that the kitchen is the heart of the home. It's where loved ones gather and hang out while the holiday season is creeping up and lightning speed. This is the perfect time to update your kitchen before the holidays with new stone countertops from Texas Custom Interiors. Whether it's granite, quartzite, marble, or quartz, we've got just the right material to give your kitchen the wow it needs for company coming. We pride ourselves on informing our customers on all the characteristics of each stone so you can make the appropriate choice for your style and lifestyle and finally have that beautiful kitchen you've always wanted. At Texas Custom Interiors, we're all about relationship on the job and after. So we'll see you soon at Texas Custom Interiors. We're a company built on integrity and Christian beliefs, located at 3510 Highway 377 South, across from McCoy's. Or you can reach us at 325-203-2443.
Time now for the Extra Point with the voice of the Brownwood Lions, Dallas Houston. As Dallas shares his thoughts on tonight's upcoming Brownwood Lions game, the Extra Point brought to you by the Bruner Auto Group.
Hey, it's Corey Howard from the Bruner Auto Group. I was a little sad when truck month ended and my kids' supply of Halloween candy suffered. But 2019 is winding down, and that means it's time for our annual Black Friday year-end clearance sale. That means every 2019 on our lot has to go. We have more than 100 units in stock, all marked to move before we hit 2020. Get the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab Texas Edition at $13,000 off the MSRP. Or get a GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 SLT for $12,000 off the MSRP. No matter what you're looking for, car, truck, or SUV, your next vehicle is at the Bruner Auto Group. We've got a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from as well, all priced for the upcoming holiday season. Shop all our Black Friday year-end clearance sale deals at BrunerEarly.com or stop by and see us across from Heartland Mall in Early. Buy better, buy Bruner.
Silverado stock number 194543, MSRP 48,520, less $5,500 Bruner discount, less $4,000 package cash allowance, less $2,500 customer cash, less $1,000 purchase bonus cash, selling price $35,520. Sierra stock number G194821, MSRP 56,605, less $5,500 Bruner discount, less $6,500 purchase bonus cash, price plus TTNL and $150 dock fee. Offer expires 12/2/2019. See dealer for details.
The Brownwood Lions, in my opinion, have only one chance to beat top-ranked Argyle this afternoon. That's to hold their offense down and somehow score enough points to win. The Eagles' offense is averaging close to 50 points a game, and they're the real deal. Outstanding quarterback, huge offensive line, good running back, outstanding receiver. They handed La Vega its only loss. Enough said. So can the Lions do it if they're outstanding on defense, efficient on offense, and very good in the kicking game? They can. Anything else? and the season probably ends. Another thing that concerns me is that Argyle has played numerous huge games over the past few years, and we haven't. Also, have no question, they'll try to intimidate us. We can't let that happen. Our Lions have to remember who they are and what they've accomplished, and then play like it. The Argyle Eagles and the Brownwood Lions are both championship-caliber teams, and I expect nothing less than a championship-caliber game. And I expect my favorite team to win. I'm Dallas Houston.
You've been listening to The Extra Point with the voice of the Brownwood Lions, Dallas Houston. Join us every Friday at this time for The Extra Point, brought to you by the Bruner Auto Group.
Honeybee Natural Foods, located at 909 North Fisk, has been your only real health food store in Brownwood for over 35 years. How long since you shopped at Honeybee? Can't remember? Well, that's too long. I'm Carol, and I want to invite you to visit with us at Honeybee, where you will always find friendly people who are interested in you. With today's economy, we need to focus on staying well. Shopping at Honeybee will help with prevention as well as your current health problems. Come on in to Honeybee on Fisk. Next to Slotsky's. We'll see you real soon.
These are your funeral announcements this afternoon. Gilbert Rodriguez, age 62 of Coleman, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending at Stevens Funeral Home of Coleman. Cruz Duenas, age 81 of Brownwood, passed away November 11th. Visitation is tonight from 6 to 8 at Heartland Funeral Home. Funeral service at 10 a.m. Saturday morning at the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses, 510 Lucas Drive in Early. William Billy Bowden, 79 of May, passed away November 4th. A memorial service at 10 a.m. Saturday, November 30th in the Pleasant Grove Baptist Church, Heartland Funeral Home, in charge of services for Billy Bowden. Lucille Montgomery Payne from Cross Plains passed away November 26th. The family will have a time of visitation tonight, 5 to 6 p.m. at Higginbotham Funeral Home in Cross Plains. The funeral service will be Saturday morning at 10 at the Higginbotham Chapel, with burial at Cross Plains Memorial Park. Anita Louise Moore, age 81 of Coleman, passed away last Saturday. Memorial service for Anita Moore will be at 11 a.m. Saturday morning, November 30th, in Stevens Funeral Home Chapel. A time of visitation with the family after the service. Private family interment will be held at a later date. And Clara Tony of Santa Ana passed away Tuesday at the age of 86. Services will be Monday, 2 p.m., Santa Ana Cemetery Pavilion, burial under the direction of Henderson Funeral Home of Santa Ana. The family of Clara Tony will receive friends for visitation this coming Sunday evening, 5 to 6, at Henderson Funeral Home.
Grooms Seed knows that what you put in your deer feeder can make or break your hunt. That's why they produce Farm Boy products. You'll find some of the very best re-clean corn and deer protein products to go in your feeder that money can buy. So if you really want a shot at that big buck, fill your feeder with Farm Boy products from Grooms Seed. So pick up a bag or a pickup load at any of these great dealer locations. Agmart in Brownwood, S4 Feeds and Bangs, Blanket General Store, Ace Hardware in Comanche, or Finch Ag in Early.
It's the second annual Adams Street Holiday Market on Saturday, November 30th, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. With more than 20 vendors, we have everything from American Girl doll clothes, custom leather pieces, home decor, handbags, clothing, jewelry, and so much more. And tipsters will be there to fill that empty tummy. You know you'll be looking for something to do that day, so why not shop at Adams Street Holiday Market? Admission is free. There'll even be a raffle benefiting Christian Women's Job Corps. And the prize? Over $500 in product donated by our vendors. Don't miss the Adams Street Holiday Market, November 30th.
Well, this weather update is being brought to you by Trans Texas Tire. We've had those showers around most of the morning, at least passing through the area. We'll keep a 60% chance of rain in the forecast for the rest of the day today. Kind of a lull for a while, then some thunderstorms could even pop up this afternoon or evening. 65 our high today. Tonight, 40% rain chance for you. A few thunderstorms possible, low near 60. And very early Saturday morning, a few showers passing through. Then the rain is done, and we're back into sunshine, high of 70, and the winds are going to shift around to the northwest as we get late in the day Saturday. 35 for a low temperature Saturday night, only about 58 as the high temperature on Sunday, but sky should be clear Saturday night, clear on Sunday. In fact, Monday, Tuesday, skies are clear. Temperatures will be warming back close to 70 degrees. Weather update brought to you by Trans Texas Tire.
It's amazing how our town comes alive on Fridays. This is Paul Underwood. And whether it's football or dove flying through the air, or just city folk escaping to our little piece of heaven, Brownwood is a special place on the weekend. It starts with Catfish Friday at Underwood's, two large catfish fillets that go from one end of the plate to the other. Served with hush puppies and all those other great Underwood's food, you'd be hard-pressed to find a better way to start your weekend. So we'll see you Friday for Catfish at Underwood's.
There's no place like Underwood's.
The Santa Ana store is kicking off the holiday season with an amazing sale. This Friday from 10 to 5, we will have a patio full of $20 merchandise. Also, jeans, shoes, candles, purses, select jewelry and apparel will all be half off. It's only one day. And don't forget, Saturday is Small Business Saturday, so support your local businesses and our friends in Brownwood and Coleman. May your holiday season be filled with blessings and joy. From us at the Santa Ana store, Merry Christmas.
Hey, it's Mikhail Perkins from Brunner Toyota. You all know what's coming. It happens every year towards the end of the year, and it's a huge deal for Toyota. The thing is, we end up pretty light on inventory because everybody comes in for the big celebration. So here's my secret. Shop early. The great deals start right now. I've got $4,292 off the MSRP on a 2019 Camry SE sedan. It's the car America loves for less. Or $5,500 off the MSRP on all 2019 Special Edition Toyota Tundras this month. Plus, we have 0% APR for 60-month financing on models like the 2019 Tacoma, Highlander, Camry, and Forerunner. Shop all our incredible free Toyota Fun deals at BrunnerToyota.com or come see us across from Heartland Mall in Early. Buy better, buy Brunner.
Camry stock number T193123, MSRP 27877, less $1,792 Brunner discount, less $2,500 Toyota rebate, selling price $23,585. Tundra rebate includes $3,000 customer cash and $2,000 special edition bonus. Excludes Tundra TRD Pro, 0% financing available for qualified buyers through Toyota Financial Services. Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 finance. Price plus TTNL and $150 dealer dot fee. Offer ends 12-2-2019. See dealer for details.
Taquito Millonario, 1020 Early Boulevard, has all your great family favorites. Serving up breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they have a full menu to order from or daily specials available. Taquito can help you with your holiday hosting needs, too. Book your holiday party with Taquito Millonario. They'll do the work for you. Their party rooms can accommodate small or large parties. Or call in your order and take everyone's favorite to your party. For information, call Taquito Millonario, 325-646-4442, 1020 Early Boulevard, and on Highway 377 South.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for listening again to KOXC 101.3 FM. Lion Talk is coming up. Dallas Houston, Carl Wayne, and their special guest from that very special Brownwood Lions team from just a few short years ago, Grant Lewis. That's Lions Talk coming up. Stay with us.
At Howard Payne University, you can go away to college in your own hometown. Get the benefits of going away to college, such as new friends, strong academic programs, and more, all without having to leave town. Howard Payne also offers the Heart of Texas Scholarship for students from our area. Learn more at www.hputx.edu. Quality parts for your vehicle at reasonable rates. Highway Auto Parts at 2805 Highway 279. All parts have a 91-day warranty with extended warranties available. And Highway has a hotline for those hard-to-find parts. Call 325-646-8254 or online at highwayautoparts.com.
At Waldrop Construction, they take pride in building relationships with clients. Have since 1946. Skilled in all types of construction, including schools, public offices, industrial, historic renovation, and many others. Proven by the test of time. Waldrop Construction.
Hey, Brown County. Jordan Longoria here with Longoria's Repair All. For fast, reliable, small engine and diesel repairs, give us a call. Also, we build hydraulic tubes and hoses right here in our shop while you wait. Call 325-203-4777 or stop by 1507 Austin Avenue.
KC Rays offers great deals on quality sound diesel trucks, Fords, Chevys, and Dodge trucks to fit just about any job. KC Ray also offers a complete lineup of trailers, both gooseneck and bumper pulls. Don't forget storage buildings. They got them. KC Rays, now in Coleman and Brownwood.
Trans Texas Tire offers a place to buy several top brand names of tires at some of the best prices to be found. But the best thing about Trans Texas is the service. They stand behind what they sell. Alan and his crew work hard every day to keep their customers on the road. Trans Texas Tire, proud supporter of the Brownwood Lions.
Shipley's Donuts has been serving up gourmet donuts since the early 40s. Donuts of all kinds, from regular glaze to buttermilk to apple fritters and more. Do you like kolaches? Shipley's has some of the best in Texas, and they now have smoothies. Shipley's offers all donuts at half price after noon. So if you're thinking donuts, make it Shipley's Donuts.
McCoy's Building Supply is a proud sponsor of Brownwood High School football. McCoy team members work hard all week long to serve our customers. But come Friday about 6 p.m., we lock the joint up and turn our attention to football, Lion style. There's a time for building and a time for supporting the home team.
Thinking of buying, selling, or investing in real estate? Let a Jason Gray real estate agent guide you to your destination. Whether it's a house, farm, ranch, lake house, or investment property, our agents can escort you through the process from start to finish. Call 325-800-9000 to get started today.